and welcome to the Fit Chicks and Hormones podcast, where we offer suggestions and information about balancing your hormones naturally so that you can start taking action today. I'm excited to be here today with you, sharing my experiences and the experiences of my clients in hopes that you will learn so much about how you should truly feel when you take the action steps to a life full of hormone harmony. Hope everyone is having a fantastic day. Welcome back to the 5 Lifestyle Hacks for Menopause and Weight Loss. I appreciate you joining me this week for these talks. I truly love educating and empowering women with the knowledge of their hormones and what is actually going on so that you don't feel like you're going crazy anymore. Because I hear that so much. I just feel like I'm going nuts. I don't know what is actually going on with my body. Because I promise you, you're not. It's just your hormones. Okay. And it's normal, but there are ways that we can fix this. And that's why we're talking about these 5 lifestyle hacks. So if you are here, please hashtag I'm here. Or if you're watching this in the replay, hashtag replay. I appreciate seeing who is watching and who is learning and just knowing who's present. All right. So let's jump right in. So yesterday I talked about how estrogen affects our bodies and how it makes losing weight harder, right? I also gave some takeaways to start feeling better in your body, and eventually that weight is going to fall off, I promise. So if you missed that, go back and watch. It's in my, it's posted on my page. Today, I want to talk about muscle loss and metabolism and why weight training matters when you are in menopause. And for some people, menopause is like it's a general word. For anybody that's in their perimenopausal years, menopausal years, and postmenopause. So this can be in your starting in your late 30s all the way up to your mid 50s. Okay. So if you're anywhere in that range and you're struggling to lose weight, your body just feels like it's falling apart. That's why. Because you are in that menopausal area. So everything's a little bit different through each of the stages, but that's what we're talking about. Okay. So all of that stage. And I understand that some of you may be like, ugh, I hate working out, right? But that's really hard for me to understand and relate to because it's always been a part of my life since I was like, you know, in high school. I was the only one working out in the gym with the boys just because I loved it. But what I'm going to do and hopefully do is try to convince you just how important it is. And in doing so, showing you how it's actually going to improve your life. And maybe you might even enjoy it. If you are currently working out and doing weight training, post that in the comments. Say me, I'm doing weight training. And if you are, kudos to you. I love it. I'm proud of you. Okay, so let's get started. So I want to talk about what happens when we start to lose muscle mass. So muscle mass decreases approximately 3-8% per decade after the age of 30. And this rate of decline is even higher after the age of 60. So once you hit 30, your muscle mass starts to drop. So the more work you do to keep it built up, the better you are. But it's just going to drop on its own. So we want to counteract that effect, right? And during menopause, and like I said, menopause could be perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopausal, those declining estrogen levels contribute to sarcopenia, which is the age-related loss of muscle mass. Maybe you've heard of it. Maybe your doctor has mentioned it to you. This loss not only weakens your body, but it also keeps your body from burning calories efficiently, meaning less weight loss. Less muscle we have, the less weight we're going to lose. Women also lose testosterone. Our testosterone drops as well in our perimenopause and menopausal years, which makes it hard for us to maintain that muscle mass that we already currently have, okay? So our hormones are fighting against us, but there's so many ways that you can do to remedy this, to fix this naturally. So here's what's happening. When you lose muscle, it decreases your BMR, which is your basal metabolic rate. I talked about this yesterday. What that means is there are less active muscle cells in your body, meaning you're burning less calories at rest, okay? So if you didn't listen yesterday, go back and listen to that. And that'll explain a little bit what I'm talking about. So what this in turn means is that you have a slower metabolism. Remember, that's your body's ability to burn fat. So you need less calories to actually lose weight. Now, a lot of you are going to be saying, but you're always telling us that we need to eat more, and I'm going to explain, okay? So when I say less calories, that means less junk food, less processed food, possibly less carbs, depending on how many carbs you're currently eating, and better healthy options overall, right? So it doesn't necessarily mean dropping all the junk or all the good calories. It means getting rid of the junk. And if you remember what I talked about yesterday, like I said, most women are under consuming the right calories. So it means you may need to shift what you're eating and actually eating more calories to help your body burn fat more efficiently. So again, if this isn't making sense, go back and watch the last video where I talk about this. So how do we fix this lack of muscle and fat burning effect so that we can lose the weight that we've been desperately trying to lose? Simple. With weight training, strength training, whatever you want to call it. Strength training stimulates your muscle growth. It challenges your muscles, encourages them to build and repair, increasing your muscle mass and your BMR, allowing you to burn more calories at rest. We want to be burning more calories when you're not doing anything, in addition to the calories that you're burning when you are doing workouts, when you are being active, right? We want to be burning calories as much as possible so that you don't have to worry about gaining fat. Weight training improves your strength and your endurance. This enables you to engage in more intense and longer workouts, which further increases your calorie burn. This is all going back to helping your body burn more calories to help us lose body fat. That's the main reason we want to have muscle, maintain muscle, and build muscle. Because we're losing it, which means it's harder for us to lose weight. So, a couple more benefits to strength training as you age, because it's super important, not just for the fat burning effect, but it also improves your bone density. This is something that you'll probably get tested as you get older. You go to the doctor, they're going to test your bone density to see where that's at. If you've continuously been doing strength training, it should be really good. Your estrogen loss, we talked about that, your estrogen dropping, also weakens the bones. But weight training helps to maintain bone density and reduces the risk of osteoporosis and sarcopenia, which I talked about in the beginning. Weight training also increases your strength and your stability. This reduces the risk of falls and injuries and which are common concerns as you're going through those menopausal years. I have 70-year-olds that are doing my boot camp classes for this very reason. They don't want to break anything. They don't want to fall down and get hurt. And one of the best ways to improve your mood and manage your stress is lift heavy weights. This exercise stimulates your endorphins, which boost your mood and your energy. If I could tell you how many clients have told me that the best thing for their stress from their job or their life or their kids or whatever is working out all the time. Oh my gosh, I'm so, if without my workouts, I just feel like a mess. And honestly, myself, I can't even imagine not getting my three workouts in a week, my three weight training workouts. I don't know. I would feel like I'm missing something in my life. It's that important to me. And I would love for it to be that important to you. So just a little recap. The dropping estrogen and testosterone as we age make us more fragile, unmotivated, and make it harder for us to lose weight. So how can you naturally boost those hormones? Lift heavy weights. So here are some guidelines. I want to share some guidelines for you, excuse me, when it comes to weight training. This is the type of workouts, this is the type of things that I preach and I talk to about my clients. This is what I do myself. So what you should do is aim for a goal of at least 2 to 3 strength training sessions per week. 2 to 3. No less than 2. If you want to do 4, fine, that's great, but listen to your body. And when you're doing putting those workouts together, you want to target your major muscle groups, the bigger, larger muscle groups. So you have more bang for your buck, right? You think squats, deadlifts, lunges, push-ups, chest presses, rows, chin-ups, shoulder presses, working those larger muscles and stimulating more muscle growth. When I do my workouts and with my clients, I like to work total body. I know there's a lot of trainers out there that like to do like body parts. So like Monday is biceps, Tuesday is legs, Wednesday is triceps. Like I just feel like I only have 3 days. I want to get in as much muscle building as I can in just those 3 days so I don't have to work out every day. So I want to train as many muscle groups as I can instead of just one muscle group, because then that muscle group gets worked more than once throughout the week versus maybe only getting worked once a week. So my workouts will tend to be like 2 to 3 lower body exercises combined with 2 to 3 upper body exercises. That's one workout 3 times per week. And what you also want to do is challenge your muscles, meaning if you're doing 10 to 12 reps, which is a good amount of reps, I sometimes go drop down to 6 to 8. Sometimes I go up to 15. It all depends, right, on what you're trying to do. Let's say you're doing 10 to 12 reps. The last 2 repetitions that you do should be very challenging. They should be hard for you to get out. If you find you're able to do 20, 30 reps, you need to go heavier. And I understand that not everybody has heavy weights. I get that. So that might be a different instance, but that would be something that we'd have to talk about so that I can tailor a workout specifically for you to really maximize your muscle building. Okay. But that's what I feel is important. 10 to 12 reps, the last 2 reps should be hard, difficult. If they're easy, you're like, I probably could have done 15. Bump up the weight. What you can do is you could also always drop that weight, the reps down. So let's say you go heavier, but you can't even get 10 reps. That's okay. You're still challenging those muscles so that you're going to build more muscle, right? And then as you continue with that weight, you're eventually going to get to be able to do 15, and then you're going to bump up the weight again. Always challenging, always moving up. Try not to stay with the same amount of weight for a long period of time. You want to always be trying to go more and more and more. And it's always important to focus on good form over reps. I myself had to, I used to be able to like just pound through and get those workouts done. Now I'm like, you know what? If I'm trying to do a bicep curl, but I'm shrugging my shoulder, obviously I'm not working my bicep anymore. It's time to put the weight down and stop, right? You always want to practice good form. But if you don't challenge those muscles, you're not going to get the growth that your body actually needs. And we want more fat burning, right? On top of that, your body does need rest in between so that you can work hard again the next day. So listen to your body's needs. If you are super sore, go for a walk instead, or maybe even do a lighter workout. But don't try to push yourself when you're sore, because again, you can't work out as hard and effectively as you need to. Remember this: more muscles equals less body fat. So if that's going to help you to lift those weights and do more strength training, that's what I want you to keep in mind. By incorporating weight training into your routine, you can counteract the effects of muscle loss. You can boost your metabolism, so your fat burning effect, and train your body to manage weight effectively during menopause and beyond. It's going to get harder as you get older. So if you start doing what you need to do right now, it's not going to be as hard. I appreciate you joining me. If you would, please comment with your biggest takeaway from the training in the comments below. What did you learn? Is there something new? Is there something that you're like, oh, this is something I need to do, or maybe you need to change the way that you do your strength training workouts a little bit? Let me know in the comments. And if you have any questions, again, put those in the comments because I'd love to answer them for you as well. I'm here truly to help you get your best life in your menopausal years. Tomorrow, I'm going to be talking about sleeping your way to weight loss. Sleep is so important when you need and want to lose weight, and it's harder to sleep as we go through these menopausal years. So I'm going to teach you some tricks and tips on how to get better sleep. Okay. Thanks for joining me today. I appreciate you. Have a fabulous day. Goodbye. Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks and Hormones podcast. And if you found this helpful, I would love for you to share it with your friends by sharing it in your stories and tagging me on Instagram at Fit Chicks and Hormones or on Facebook at Angie Marone. And if you have a free minute, a review would be great too. Feel free to message me with any questions either on Facebook or Instagram. I love helping women move through their hormonal years with ease.